Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called What's Next in Retail from eTail. The sessions at eTail, the conference for multi-channel and online retailers, were chock full of new perspectives and new technologies. The title for this year's event, held last month in Palm Springs, was The Future is Now, Managing What's Next While Remaining Focused on Today's Brand Experience. I learned a lot from my time at eTail, since my work focuses primarily on the strategy and operations of brand experience, while this content of the conference was much more about the tactics and techniques. I took particular note of five ideas about the business and marketing of retail, which emerged from all of the presentations I sat in on. Number one, Facebook likes are the new email addresses. This point, made by Mark Pierce, CEO of MarketLive, was reinforced by several speakers who expressed concern about how companies' eagerness to accumulate likes on Facebook is reminiscent of the pursuit for email addresses a few years back. Back then, CRM was the shiny new object which companies clamored for, and many rushed to amass a large database of email addresses. But they soon found that the value of a CRM database lies less in its size and more in its usage. Today, the phenomenon is repeating, as many companies are focused on getting a lot of people to like them on Facebook. Most aren't doing anything or offering anything to prompt a like other than asking for it, and they have no real plan for following up on the likes they get. It all seems rather pointless unless you use likes as part of an engagement strategy. And it would be so much more impactful for companies to instead focus on doing something that people like so much that they decide all by themselves to tell their friends. The second idea is that the impact of mobile extends beyond commerce. With only a very small percentage of retail transactions happening through mobile devices, it might be tempting to write off mobile as a passing fad or perhaps a nascent behavior with little consequence today. But mobile has broad and influential impact on retail. Pedro Santos, chief strategist of e-commerce at Akamai, painted a clear picture of this impact with some stats. 87% of mobile owners use their devices to locate stores, 75% use them to compare prices, and 38% use them to access product reviews. We may never see the incidence of mobile commerce top 10%, but mobile is already radically transforming the retail experience. Number three, joining existing communities and conversations may be better than starting new ones. In a talk about content marketing, Deanna Brown, Federated Media's president and CEO, encouraged attendees to leverage the power of conversation to engage customers in meaningful relationships. But she clarified that we shouldn't simply default to initiating the conversations. Joining existing ones through forums, Twitter hashtags, and related parties' blogs may be easier and more valuable to customers. Forrester analyst Diane Clarkson furthered the sentiment, pointing out that building a community is resource-intensive, so participating versus hosting a conversation may make sense despite the trade-off of more limited opportunities. The fourth idea, mobile has upped the competition for people's attention. Limelight Networks chairman and CEO Jeff Lunsford reminded marketers that their biggest competition may be Angry Birds, the mobile game with broad appeal and addictive qualities. To capture the attention of today's hyper-connected customer, we must offer engaging, seamless experiences and use rich media and personalization. When customers use their mobile devices, they behave very differently. On the plus side, they're available and on the go, and so the laws of inertia work in retailers' favor. A body in motion tends to stay in motion, so a visit is more likely if you reach someone who is in the neighborhood. But at the same time, mobile users are often distracted and have short attention spans, so the call to action needs to be persuasive and urgent. Ultimately, Akamai Santos explained, e-marketers need to shift their website optimization from simply shortening page load times to creating branded experiences in mobile. And the fifth idea, new technologies should be used for more than marketing. The marketing applications of new technologies like mobile search and social sharing are obvious, but marketing leverages only a fraction of their value. Customer service can be greatly enhanced by the new site's tools and capabilities. Tracy Benson, Senior Director of Best Buy Marketing, explained how her company has placed a priority on using technology to redefine customer service. She highlighted TwelpForce, Best Buy's Twitter-fueled program through which employees respond to customer inquiries and issues directly. She also talked about facilitating knowledge sharing among customers and introduced the idea that between reviews, forums, and social Q&A, friends are now problem-solving tools. Forrester's Clarkson gave an entire talk on customer service is the new social marketing. She outlined how social media can meet customer service objectives by facilitating, that is helping people help others, resolving, using direct and immediate communication tools to solve people's problems, and redirecting, directing people to other channels where they can be better helped. I'll be posting an interview with Diane soon, so check back to hear more about how, in her own words, social media and customer service are no longer flirting. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.